So just start by just sitting and noticing generally what's going on in mind and body. Just checking the nuances of the posture, so the grounding, the firmness of the base, the contact with the earth, finding the point of poise of the upper body, checking for any imbalance, tucking the chin slightly without bending the neck. And a sense of lift at the top of the head, which lifts the whole posture, but very subtly. The forehead and face be relaxed. Let the jaw be relaxed. The throat and neck be relaxed. And just let whatever can be relaxed of the whole body, just let it relax to whatever extent it can. And noticing whatever mental proliferation might be going on. And simply withdrawing the awareness, the attention from the mental activity, by bringing it directly into the soma, the living, tactile, sensate experience of the head. And then letting the awareness move downwards through the body until it reaches the hara, the lower abdomen. And in your own time, you can do this quite quickly or almost immediately, or you can take some time about it. So, as in all the practices, find what works for you. And also experimenting to see whether having a sense of breathing into the hara when your awareness reaches the hara, whether breathing into it enhances your sense of being present in the hara. So initially, staying in the hara is not necessarily effortless. It's more likely that you're going to find the awareness going elsewhere, especially into the mental activities of the mind. Just whenever you notice that's happened, let your awareness come directly back to the horror. And notice whether simply having awareness in the horror allows the mind to become quieter. So we're not directly doing anything about the mind. We're leaving it to its own devices, so to speak. We're just concerned with having awareness in the horror. But that also impacts on the amount of mental activity. And if you reach a point where awareness in the hara is fairly consistent, it doesn't have to be 100%, but fairly consistent, then just allow the scope of awareness to expand to include the whole somatic body, the whole sphere of tactile sensations. Being the body, insofar as the awareness is exactly where the sensations are. It's not in some sort of, as if we're experiencing it from some independent viewpoint. We're thoroughly in the body, embodied. And if you're a bit floaty and need a reference point, then let that reference point be the hara. Just have a sense of meditating from the hara, or being open to the whole body from the hara.